Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man.
Problems already as we kick off the Friday morning, getaway Friday morning here. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this getaway Friday, starting a little earlier. The OBIT report and the news report must have been a little short this morning, starting at 11 and a half past the hour, but that's okay. You know, it would be the morning that I would be a little late getting over here. The line at McDonald's this morning was particularly long, and I think it's because it's getting a little cooler. It's definitely darker outside and definitely a little cooler than it has been, and I think that's probably where we are headed the next few days. Although, I think it only looks like maybe 3 days of this chillier weather, and then next week I think we jump back up in the 70s. So, That's fall, that's October, autumn, however you prefer to say it, here in the Midwest, all over the Midwest, so that's the way it goes. It is Friday. We'll have the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker today from 9:10 a.m. until 10 a.m., and then I believe Linda Sims will rejoin me this week, starting at 11:10 this morning and running through 1 this afternoon. So we all enjoy having Linda in, and it's always fun to talk with her on Friday. Now, the noon show is going to be interesting today. Oh, I also have two newspapers here that I believe were dropped off by Judy Summers. This is how late I'm running this morning. I did not even get a chance to peel back the plastic on these newspapers. That's how late I was coming in this morning. But I believe one of these is Sunday's paper. Now, the other one, I'm not sure which day this one's from. This one's from Thursday, so this would be yesterday's paper. But, there's another one wrapped up in here, so maybe this is also from earlier this week. Let's run through the papers here real quick. Oh, yeah, I think this is from the other day. Well, here's what we have to do as we kick off the day this morning is, what do you do first thing on a Friday morning? Well, see, I have to come in here and more or less apologize on a Thursday morning. Now, it's kind of funny, because it's all things that have happened in the last 7 days. So I'm going to get to that momentarily as well. But here is why I was running behind this morning. Not just McDonald's, not just the fact that they did have a little bit of a line this morning. But yesterday I was not on with you guys, and it was because I had my regular 2-month appointment. Well, they give me a shot every 2 months. And this will go on, I think, for 2 years. But everything's good, and it's a quick little shot that they give you once every 2 months. People have it a lot worse. For every two years, I get this shot. Well, in preparation for this shot, they have to give you, and it's just in a pill form, so it's nothing big, but they give you a steroid, and they give you Benadryl. Now, anybody who's taken either one of these things knows that they are kind of diametrically opposed. Because Benadryl makes you very tired if you take a lot of it, and a steroid kind of revs you up, makes you hungry, makes it difficult to sleep. Well, yesterday, I went over and the shot was fine, and they gave me the steroids and the Benadryl. And when I got home yesterday afternoon, I was tired, because the Benadryl, I think, hits you faster and harder and stronger than the steroid does. So, when I got home yesterday, I took a little nap, it was actually about an hour and a half, because the Benadryl kind of really knocks you out. And when I got up from the nap from the Benadryl, I felt good, felt fine. Somebody stopped over yesterday. I had lunch with them. I was on the phone last night with a couple people. Did everything I normally do, no different than any other day. So I had this Benadryl, and the Benadryl worked its way out, and I felt awake, and all was good. So last night, I go to bed, go to the bedroom, around the normal time, 10:30, 11 o'clock, went into the bedroom to go to sleep, and laid down, and I could not sleep. I just was not tired at all. Now this could be because of the steroid, or this could be because I took an hour and a half nap yesterday, but was not tired at all. And you know, you have those nights sometimes, and I thought, well, you know, usually I try to be asleep around 11, 11:30, midnight at the latest, and I'm laying there watching the time fly by, and we get to midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I am still not falling asleep. And not even remotely tired. And I did not go to sleep. Not one wink of sleep last night. I could hardly believe it when I was looking at the clock. I did not get one wink of sleep until after 4:30. And of course, I get up around 6:45 to do this show. So let's say that the final time that I conked out was 4:45. I know it was after 4:30. So 4:45 to 6:45, that's a whole 2 hours sleep to come in and do 5 hours of radio today. So I got to tell you, though, I don't feel too bad. Now, again, that could be because the steroid is still in my system. It hasn't maybe worked its way all the way out yet. But 2 hours of sleep. And it wasn't tossing and turning in and out of sleep. It was absolutely no sleep until about 4:45 this morning. I have not had a night like that since I don't know when. And I'm guessing I must be feeling better, because I've had these shots before in this whole process, and the steroid never affected me like that. I don't ever remember it affected me like that. Now, that could have been because I was a little tireder in general the last time I had one, which would have been 2 months ago, back in August. But boy, oh boy, what a night it was. Let's start with that. So any mistakes I make this morning, I'm going to blame on 2 hours sleep, or possibly less than 2 hours. Now, the phone lines are open. We always love hearing from the listeners out there. Has anybody ever had an experience like that with steroids or Benadryl? And how do you deal with it when it happens to you? 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. How did things go yesterday when I wasn't here? I think we aired some repeats. I don't know what they were. I was actually at the doctor's office when the show was on yesterday morning, so I did not get to hear what repeats aired. Hopefully you enjoyed them if you stayed on the station and listened yesterday. Oh, and I also wanted to bring up something else. On Wednesday, we had Opal Covey back on. Now, here is why this happened. For you people who are following with the Opal Covey drama, we have several dramas going on this show right now. Now, Opal Covey, if you don't know who she is, she ran for mayor in Toledo like 6 different times. She's very well known up there. They invite her to events and to speak at things. And I think she also has something to do with a church up there. And we've had her on in the past when she was running for mayor. And she's kind of an eccentric lady, but, you know, has always been fine. Well, last Friday, I got to the station here, and the answering machine was blinking, and it was Opal. So I called her, and I said, "Hey, Opal, you know, how's it going?" And she said, "Scott, I want to say something on the air." Okay, well, that didn't sound too off the beam. And I said, "Well, we've got some time at 10:15 this morning. If you want to call in, call back at 10:15, and we'll get you up on the air this morning." Now, this was a week ago today. So, Opal calls back in at 10:15. We put her up on the air, and basically, it was about 45 minutes of the story of the death of her sister, and was her sister murdered, which Opal Covey feels her sister was. Now, a lot of people, we talked about this last Friday night on the Friday Night Show, and we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, that it was kind of a off-the-wall interview. So, after that happened, I felt, you know, we really did not get into the talents that this woman has, or says she has. You know, people say they have talent. You don't really know if they do or not. But Opal had when she was campaigning for mayor up in Toledo, she went around singing at events, and she went around playing the harmonica. Well, you don't hear too much of that anymore. So after that episode last Friday, where I think people were a little put off by her appearance, I said, basically because of the sister being murdered and all that, I thought, well, let's have her back on Wednesday, and I'll call her and I'll say, okay, but this time we want to be a little lighter. We want to just talk about the harmonica music. We want to talk about the singing. We want to talk about easier, lighter things than having a family member get murdered. So that was the deal on Wednesday. So we had Opal back on, and she came on Wednesday, and she started to sing. Now, I don't know how many people stuck around for that point, because the interview started. Now, I know she did have a message, because she did tell me that. She said she would come on and do the music and the harmonica and all that, but she did have something she forgot to say on Friday that she wanted to say on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, it started with basically a prophecy about the city of Toledo and the world in general, pretty much as it were. The end times are coming is pretty much what it was. So I don't know how many people made it through that part, but we got through that part, and we did actually get to the fun part then. We talked about her runs for mayor, we talked about her singing, we talked about her playing the harmonica. Now, this is where we got into some trouble. Her harmonica apparently had been in her purse for a long time. Now, I don't know anything about harmonicas, but apparently her harmonica was not tuned up. So, basically, we got about 5 minutes on Wednesday of her trying to tune her harmonica so she could play it. So that did not go the greatest. Now, she sung a few tunes. They weren't bad. I doubt she's going to be recording a CD anytime soon. But the tunes were not bad, and that's, you know, we've had some interesting singers on this show in the past. So she just ranks right up there. But the thing that was, I actually thought about it later that night and out loud laughed alone in my house. At one point, she was singing several different songs. And she got to one song, which we all know very well. She said she wanted to do the national anthem. So, and the national anthem is a very tricky song to sing. No doubt about it, anybody who sang the national anthem knows it's a tricky song to sing. So she starts to sing the national anthem, and she gets through probably the first couple lines okay, and then it's, how should we say, then it was downhill. Now, I don't know if she never knew the words, or, and again, I'm saying it's a tricky song. I'm not putting the blame solely on Opal here, but she started singing words that were not the words to the national anthem. And instead of just stopping and maybe trying to regroup and get the correct words to the national anthem, she kind of improvised it and made up her own words to the national anthem, which I have to say was very entertaining for those people who got to hear it on Wednesday. So if you got to hear it, that's what happened. That's why we had Opal on again. We're trying to get the lighter side after the heavy interview on Friday. And I do have to say this for full disclosure. I came in here this morning. Now, I don't know when she called, because I only really come to the office on Friday now. But she had a message again. But I don't think we have time for that today. We certainly don't have 45 minutes, because I believe Linda's coming in, as I said, at 11:15, and she'll be here till 1 o'clock, and I believe we have a guest coming on at 10:15, and we have Pastor Whitaker at 9:15. So I don't think we'll get to Opal today, but that's the saga this past week of Opal Covey. Does anybody have any thoughts on her appearance on Wednesday? We did not get to talk about it because that was the last hour on Wednesday. And then, of course, I was not here yesterday. So if you have any thoughts, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind in regard to the Opal Covey appearances. Oh, and something else this morning. I got a message, another message, from Judy Summers. So I don't know if Judy was calling the station when I was trying to call her the other day, or what was going on, but let's see if we can get a hold of Judy here this morning, because she did call. So let's hope we catch her this morning. Let's see here. Well, we're ringing. We're halfway into the game this morning. Maybe when I was calling Judy.
Hello.
Hey, Judy, it's Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Good, good. How are things?
Well, I just got a lot on my plate, Scott. I mean, tons of stuff. My daughter has your, she rewrote the thing that I wrote, and today she has to work, so I'll try to get it rewritten over the weekend and into you. So has anybody thought of anything to do about the paper or anything else?
You know, aside from social media, I'm not sure, but I think the newspaper would probably be the logical choice, but I'm sure something can be done on social media.
Yeah, of course, I miss it, but I've been so busy. I have two houses to conquer, two accidents to conquer. I mean, I just have so much on my plate, you would not believe it. And my cat with the liver condition, he's hanging in there, but a week or so, I thought I was going to have to put him down, but I'm trying to keep him, but some of your other listeners, have you asked them if they have any ideas? Because something like a petition, a lot of people doing something, and I don't know how that could be done.
I think it's just a matter of getting people to know about it. That's why I thought the newspaper would probably be the most logical choice, but I don't know if it would have to be taken there or the people would have to be called. I don't know. Once it's written and finalized, I think we could probably go from there on. But
I wonder if they could put the number into FCC. When I called, I'm trying to think if, because when I call a lot of these places, I get people that either sound from India or the Philippines, even the government stuff. I mean, stuff like that. And I think I talked to them twice and everything, but and stuff. But no, today, I'm just kind of hanging in there today and stuff. But no, I have so much to do that, and at my age, it takes me a while to do it. But when she gets that to me this week, I told her, she said she would. She's rewritten it like three times.
Well,
and I said, well, just give it to me.
You know, I was just looking in the newspaper here that you dropped off. There is a phone number at the end of the local stories that has the reporter's phone number.
You can't get them, Scott. I've called those. Nobody calls me back. And to tell you the truth, I'm so mad about my paper when they throw it. Now, winter, it'll be out in the snow probably everywhere. I wrote the editor two letters. And I got one back, I think, and this was from, I think, last year, January. Maybe one was this year. No, they've been over a year. And then in a month or so, I got another one that I'd written him. And I send it down here because I don't have his other address. You know, the Marion Star, I figure they'll send it on where it should go. And they don't. And when you call up there, unless you can, I even leave a number, but you can't get anywhere with them.
Really? So even when you call these local numbers that say they're the reporter's number, they don't go to the
reporter? I'll try them again today, but when I call about my paper, I get the people, I believe, because when I call towing or anything, I think these people are from the Philippines, and you can't understand them, and they keep saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and I said, well, you know, in a 2 or 3 month period, I probably called you guys 30 times.
Well, for people...
And I said, I'm getting tired of... you know, because it's so light, I'm not going in the neighbor's yard getting it. Because a lot of them like to throw it from the car or stand on the sidewalk. And I said, I don't get down under furniture looking for it. And then when the snow melts, there lays my paper. And they're supposed to put it in plastic every day, and they don't. And I said, if I wasn't here early in the morning when they throw it out or something, and it gets wet. And so I'm just tired of calling them. But no,
The number I have here, the probably the best number to call would be 740-375-5107. That's the local newsroom. That's not the customer service number.
Yeah, well, they have different ones. They have classified. I think there's about three numbers you can call. Wait a minute, let me see. When you call that one, 0210, that's when you get those people.
Yeah,
and I say, you know, get me a supervisor. I said, I'm tired of this. I've called that customer, that's them. I've called the newsroom. I've called advertising. I don't know if I called the obituaries or not. I don't think I called that one.
Now, what happens when you call the newsroom?
One of them, I don't even think you can leave a message, and another one, I think maybe you can.
Well, there's a number here for Sophia. This is 740-564-5243. Now, I know she is a local reporter.
Wait a minute. Let me write that down because I'm just getting moving today. No, because I've tried several numbers and you can't get anywhere with them. I mean, used to they handled this over at Mansfield. You had a complaint, it was corrected. The next day or so, it was fine. And these people, you can't get them to correct it or anything. Okay, give me that number.
Yeah, 740.
Okay.
564. 5243. And her name's Sophia.
Now, one of them I did call about something, and I think one did give me a call back, but I don't think they could do anything.
Well, I would think they would be able to run a story just saying that, because the station did not do this petition, that a local person was putting together a petition and would like people to sign it before it was sent in, and... you know, and basically give them a way that they could sign it. I think they would be able to run that story. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I'll ask her if she wants to interview any of the, I don't know if the clients could meet at your radio station or something.
Yeah,
she
listeners.
She could want to interview any of the, some of the clients, you know, and stuff.
Yeah, we could put out, because I think interviewing us wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, but to hear from the people in the community who want to hear it back over the airwaves would be worthwhile.
Okay, here, I wrote down, give me that thing again. My son got in on the, wait a minute, let me get this so I could write it. He got in, but he said he couldn't find you after he got in.
So he got the TuneIn app downloaded.
Yeah.
Do you have your app in front of you?
No, I don't do that stuff, Scott.
Yeah, it's a TuneIn. And once you go to TuneIn, all you do is search. There's a search button there to pick the station that you want. And you just type in WWGH.
Okay, I told him that. And I even put the 107.1. And I said, well, go under Scott, the name, too. I said, maybe it's under the name.
Yeah, I don't think... It won't come up under the 107.1. And it won't come up under my name because it's just for the station in general. So you just type in WWGH.
That's probably it right there. Because he did this a while ago, and he said, and I've been meaning to call you to find out, because I haven't, you know, heard anything since you went off the radio.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get to, now, like I said, if he's got the TuneIn app already downloaded, all he'll have to do is go WWGH. It'll pop right up there. I know a lot of people listen to that, listen to us on that now. So, hopefully, if you're able to get it done today, call us back and let us know, because we're on till 1 today. Let us know that you can hear us.
Well, I called the other day, and I got, I think, Linda Sims.
Oh, yeah,
It was a little afternoon, and I said, she said something, did I have something? And I said, no. And then I think I've got her before I've called and stuff. And then I left my number, I think, at the station, and at that number you had us to call that alternate number.
Right. I tried.
Nobody ever called me back.
Well,
so,
I tried to call you back Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Monday and Tuesday. I tried to call you Monday and Tuesday.
Well, I had doctor's appointments, and I've been taking the cat out to Mount Gilead.
Well, hopefully.
So I might have.
Yeah.
And then my voice box was full, so I had to delete some of those and stuff.
Now, did you say you'd been in an accident?
Well, I had one in 2014, and stupid me paid it. I paid for my dental, about $17,000, and then when I called the insurance, called the lawyer, he said it's been over 2 years, so I kind of got stuck with that. And my side still hurts. And then when the person, it'll be 2 years in January, I was going on the overpass, and I was in the left lane, and the lady in the right lane got at the top and did a U-turn to go back down the other side, and she hit my car. And so that one, I paid the chiropractor again. I'm going to get messed up again. And so I got to get with it, because if I don't do something by January, my jaw hurts, and my shoulder still hurts and stuff. And I don't want to get stuck with another accident.
No.
But
no.
I've had, my grandmother had land down in Jackson. And since 2019, one of the cousins, there were 12 kids. She had 12 kids. And one of the grandkids, the youngest one, that didn't even know her, it was 70 acres. I think it was worth about $300,000. We let our cousin, the superintendent of the schools, over. And so last July, she got it all. And the cousin over it didn't do anything, didn't check with the attorney. No, we didn't even have a court date. It was all canceled. That was the biggest mess. So I sit here for a month last year, trying to get an attorney to appeal it. So we got one, and he screwed it up, didn't get it in on time. So I had to call about 50 attorneys in Columbus and down at Athens to try to get the best one. And then when that appeal thing to sue another attorney here, was it June or something? I called another, 50 attorneys. Nobody will sue an attorney. And if they do, they want $100,000 down. We don't have that, because down the southern part, they work in the wood. They don't work in these big jobs. So I've got this big stack of stuff. I don't know whether to take it. I was calling the Better Business Bureau. I told her, I said, nobody's done anything for our case. And guess what? She sent me the case. 165 pages, Scott.
Goodness.
These lawyers probably thought I was lying. And I said, and our lawyer, the last day, they just had we never had a trial about it. He canceled the ones in August. I didn't make it down to that one, but our attorney didn't show one thing that we did. My brother had the taxes in 62 where they were paid. You know, all the kids went together, her kids and everything. He didn't turn nothing in for us. And so I'm done with paperwork. I worked on that thing for 2 months straight, you know, each time, and I'm burned out. So, but I got to get on my stuff. But
I'll
see what I could do here.
Yeah, see if you just if he's already got the tune in downloaded, just WWGH, and it should come right up, and you'll be able to hear us live. So if he gets that fixed this morning, call back in and let us know you can hear us. Okay.
Okay. When he gets up, I will. So I put that number too. Maybe he was trying to do that. But he said nothing's coming up.
Yeah, if you type the number in, that might throw it off. So, yeah, you just put WWGH.
Okay, I'll have him do that.
All right, good to hear from you, Judy. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there, we got to catch up with our friend Judy Summers. Now, maybe we'll try to get a hold of Lee here. Since I'm back in the studio, I do have Lee's number. Maybe we'll check in with him. Now, here's the two things I have to apologize for. As I said, we're getting, you know, down to the last 20 minutes here in this hour. By the way, if anybody would be interested in signing Judy's petition or anything of that nature, or has any ideas of how to get it into the paper, you can give us a buzz here this morning. 740-383-9944. Would you be interested in a petition? That's up to you. 740-383-9944. Or any thoughts on Opal Covey's second appearance with us on Wednesday. And forgetting the words to the national anthem, which is what made me laugh out loud later on in the day. Not so much at Opal, just that she tried to improv the words. I think that was what kind of threw me off. 40 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. All right. Well, here's the two things I got to apologize. You know, and honest to goodness, One of these things should be very easy to apologize for, and I've already smoothed it over with the person, so there's really no big issue there. But a lot of people were asking me this, so I thought I should bring it up. And the other thing, we should know by 1 o'clock today if that's smoothed over or not. But that's turned into a big fol-de-rol. But I'm going to try to be completely nice and completely honest about this, because I don't want people thinking that I'm trying to be comical in this. Well, the first thing is, and it's brought up to me today because in two of these newspaper articles that I was looking at this morning, it involves Mary Ellen Withrow. There was one last Sunday about the mayor talking about how much he admired her, and then there was one from her birthday party, big dinner, on last Sunday night. And they were just kind of recapping that event. And I've been asked by a lot of people, did I go to that event? And a lot of people who went to that event said, well, I thought you'd be at that event. I was not at the birthday party celebration last Thursday or Sunday night. And I even had an email conversation with Mary Ellen, and she said, we missed you at the party. Well, here's what happened. I had told Mary Ellen I would be at the party about a month ago, and it was on a Sunday night. And I very rarely, I couldn't even tell you the last time that I have ever worked a Sunday night. A long time. Well, for some reason, I had written down my schedule, and I knew when her birthday was, and I knew when the party was, but I guess it did not compute in my mind that it was an evening thing, and that for some reason, they had me scheduled to work on Sunday night. I never really looked at the schedule after I wrote it down until last Saturday night. So last Saturday night, I'm looking at my schedule, and I say, okay, what time do I go in tomorrow on Sunday? And it was the evening. I was there, I think, until 8 last Sunday night. And I believe the party was 5 to 7, something like that. So, I thought about that, and then later on I thought, oh no, Mary Ellen's things tomorrow night as well, 5 to 7, and I will be at work until 8. So that's what happened. That's why I was not at the party. And also, I figured, I mean, I guess I could have called off, like so many other people do, but I figured in my own mind that all her family would be there, and all her friends would be there, and you know, aside from saying happy birthday, there probably would not have been a lot of interaction between her and I and taking pictures that people were doing. So I thought, I will not be that missed at this thing. But I think people figured, because of our close relationship, that I would be there. And when I wasn't, people were wondering why. So that's the first apology here this morning, but that's all been smoothed over because I emailed Mary Ellen back and wished her a happy birthday and told her why I wasn't there, that I had gotten scheduled to work, and she said, that's fine. She said, we just missed you at the party, and she said, I can't wait till the next time we see each other and I can come back on with you. So everything with Mary Ellen is all hunky-dory, and that's why I was not at the event last Sunday night. Now, the other thing's a little more complicated, and we'll know by one. So the Mary Ellen thing is already forgiven. Everything's fine. Mary Ellen will be back on the air with me, and we again congratulate her for being the first live person ever inducted into the Marion County Hall of Fame. And they had some nice pictures of her in the newspaper. So I have to commend the person who took the pictures. Very, very nice pictures. All right, so here's the other thing. With 44 minutes past the hour. And I'm not going to go into the deep drama of this because you've heard most of it on the air this week. Well, you've heard me talk about it. We haven't heard from the other person. But this is as best as I can apologize because in private conversations, I think there's a little confusion. So here's what it is. It has to do with Abby. And as many of you know, last week we had a very fun thing go on. Linda was on vacation, so Abby came in for the second week at 12, and we had said there was going to be a competition between Abby and I, and the winner would be the winner, and the loser would be the loser, and that would be that, and everything would be hunky-dory. And Abby came in last Friday, and we had a very nice conversation, really for most of the show, probably 45, 50 minutes of the show, was just her and I having a nice conversation. And then I really had not thought up what she was going to do. Really, I hadn't thought up what the two of us were going to do. Because I did want to do a competition, which would be us both competing. But the problem was that the things that had been suggested, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, arm wrestling, thumb wrestling, I didn't think would really be fair. Because thumb wrestling, I've said she has the man hands. She made light of that last week. So I said, well, we're not going to do the thumb wrestling. And then I said, well, the arm wrestling is a no-win situation. Because if you beat a girl, that's not a big challenge or big accomplishment in your life. And if you lose to a girl, then that's really embarrassing. So that was taken off the table. So basically, and we don't have anything in here to do pull-ups on, so pull-ups was not going to be the way to go. So we decided in the final second, I can honestly say I had no idea what we were going to do until I announced it with 10 minutes left to go last Friday. And I said, okay, let's do the push-ups. And she said, okay, well, how many do I have to do in a minute to be considered strong? And I thought 20 for her would be good, because that would be one every 3 seconds. Okay, so I'm looking at the clock. Same clock I'm looking at right now on the screen here that keeps the time for the station. And I say, she got on the floor, I commend her for that, getting on the floor. She got on the floor and started doing these push-ups. And I'm counting the push-ups, and I'm also counting the time down. But it wasn't hard to do, because I could see her where she was doing the push-ups, and I could see the time, so it was no big deal. And by my count, now this is what has made her angry. By my count, I counted 16 and a half and really gave her credit for 17, because I thought that was fair. And, you know, that's very close to 20. So, total credit, and she was doing them, and everything was fine. And I didn't hear anything else about it all weekend. So then, we started talking about it on Monday, and I believe Ryan called in and said that he was timing it at McDonald's last week, and he thought the minute was a little fast. Now, I'm not disagreeing. Maybe the timing was off. I really don't know. Now, at that point, I got a message from Abby where she was unhappy with how that had went. Now, here's the complicated part about this. Okay, well, here, and listen, she's listening now. So here's why I'm going to smooth this over. Because here, she doesn't like me saying she's angry. Okay, she's not angry. But let's, here's what it is. She thinks, I think, that I was setting her up for failure. I guess that's what it is. Not angry. She just thinks that I set her up. And I honestly can tell you, I had no idea what we were going to do last Friday. So there was no setup. So this week, I have set, and the other complaint was, is that it was not a competition, because she was the only one who partook in it. So, here's the whole situation for today. I did invite her in at noon today, because here's how I want to rectify this. I don't want to sit and have an argument about did you do it or did you not do it, because honestly, at this point, who really knows? We don't have any video, and it is what it is. But here's the deal. I have devised today that there, if she shows up at 12:15, I will totally turn the floor over to her for 5 minutes to explain why she's not angry and why she did get to 20. And I will not disagree with it. I've already said my piece here in the first hour. I will not disagree with it. Linda will be here. We will have a witness today. We don't need anybody to come in because Linda's an honest woman. I think Abby trusts Linda. So Linda will be here to verify whatever happens. And basically, I will let her explain why she thinks she did the 20, where I'm wrong, and why she's not angry, and I will not interrupt her at all. I'll give her 5 minutes right off the top. Then, just to smooth this over for the listening audience, we will have a competition. Now, competition, as opposed to settle this all up for once and for all, instead of doing something where it's just her or counting or timing, which can be very confusing, her and I will have a straight-out competition. And whoever wins, wins, and whoever loses, loses, and Linda will be a witness to this, and it will be fine. And I'm feeling fine today except for 2 hours sleep. So there's a good possibility she could win. But what I'm apologizing for here, because I do hope she comes in at noon to settle this all up, because I know a lot of people well, we hope she shows up. Here's the deal. The thing of it is that we just want to settle it up because I know the listeners want to hear the finality of this. But now here's the whole thing about it. And I'm not saying, maybe she's not angry. I don't know. Really, I have not talked to her since then because she has not called in. I've tried to get her to call in. She has not, she said when I invited her on the show today that she wasn't sure she was going to come back. At one point, she said this week she was not coming back because of what happened last Friday. So I just took those things as anger. Those, to me, sounded like angry statements. Now, maybe they weren't. Maybe they weren't angry statements. But they just sounded to me angry. And heaven knows, I don't want her angry with me because I get along with her just fine. And, I hope whatever today brings, I hope whatever the deal is hopefully she can come in at 12:15. We'll see what happens. But it's honestly, there is no setup going on. Because I think that's where this got off the tracks. I think she thinks I set her up to look bad. But I'm telling you, I did not even know what she was going to do until it actually came out of my mouth last week. I had no idea she would do the push-ups. Honestly, I wasn't even sure if she would do the push-ups when I said it because I wasn't sure if she'd get down on the floor. Because a lot of times she comes from work and she's dressed, nicely. And I wasn't even sure she'd get on the floor to do them. So there was no setup. And I certainly was not doing it to make anybody look bad. I was just trying to count, and I think when it was over, I was even saying, hey, I'm impressed that you got on the floor and did 17. That's it. It was not trying to make fun of anybody. It was not trying to make anybody look bad. It was not premeditated. None of that. So, Abby, I apologize if you think that I was trying to make you look bad or that I was setting you up. I can honestly say, till the moment you did it, I did not know what competition we were going to do. And, I guess she... Here's the confusion, because she's sending me messages, and she won't call in. And when you call in, you can actually have a dialogue. Now, I understand she doesn't want to call... But here's the... She says she's not angry, but she won't call in. So, it's hard to have this dialogue... Because it's not like we call each other at home. So, all I'm getting is what messages she's sending. So, she said she doesn't care about looking bad. She doesn't care about she's not angry. But yet, draw your own conclusions. She said she was not coming back on until I admitted that she did 20. She won't call in. I tried to get her to call in twice earlier this week. She wouldn't do it because of this. And she was unhappy because she thought maybe I was setting her up to look bad. And none of those things are true. So, if she's not angry, and if she's not worried about looking bad, I hope she shows up at 12:15 today because Linda will be here. It will take all the illusion out of it. And it will be a straight-out competition between her and I. Nothing counting. Nothing where anybody has to count or look at a clock or anything like that. But that'll be the situation. So we'll hope she shows up at 12:15. We'll have the competition. Then there'll be a clear winner. and a clear, I don't even want to say loser. There'll be a clear winner and a clear non-loser. Linda will be the absolute witness to this. And again, I apologize. And she wants me to admit she did 20. The only reason I'm not doing this is because then that would make me seem dishonest. And again, maybe she did do 20. Maybe somewhere along the line, I got lost in the time or the count. She's saying she can't call in. Maybe that's, I don't know. But she's called in before. I think she could have called in Monday or Tuesday. One of those days, I think she could have called in. Because we pretty well had the whole 2 hours open. But that's the situation we're in now. And I just wanted to mention that. Because I do appreciate when she comes in. It's fun. I do appreciate the fortuitousness in which she did the competition last week, or the I guess we just call it push-ups because there really was no competition. And we just need to talk this out. Maybe not even her explaining that she did win, why she's not angry, why she doesn't care about looking bad, but yet there seems to be a little bit of a wall. About not calling in on Monday or Tuesday, saying earlier in the week that she was not coming back on the show because of this, and those remarks. So that's where we are on this whole situation. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chip.
Hey, Chip. How you doing? Up bright and early, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what's new?
Well, me sister voted again on Wednesday.
Oh, you voted again?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you think that went?
Then you'll find out Tuesday.
Oh, it takes till Tuesday to find out?
Yeah.
So we don't know. Well, do you have any big weekend plans coming up, Chip?
No.
Just hanging around this weekend.
Yeah, watch the football game tomorrow.
Well, but you're up early today.
Yeah. Last Wednesday.
Oh, Opal.
Yeah.
Ah, did you get to hear the competition last week with Abby on Friday?
No.
Well, hopefully, today, Chip, hopefully we see her at 12:15, and we can just smooth it over. But you don't think there's anything to be upset about? You don't think I was setting her up, do you?
No.
No. You've known me for a long time. I would never do that.
Yeah.
So, Chip, you work now Tuesday, 5 to 9 at Kroger South, right? Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 9. The number one bagger in Marion, Chip.
Yeah.
Well, Chip, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad you called in. Call back in later.
Well, Kansas Chicago come back.
Who's that?
And come back?
Maybe, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's one of our I think Chip listens on his smart television, which is kind of nice. So, Abby, with 90 seconds left, I know you say you're not angry, and I know you say you don't care about looking bad, but clearly you have some kind of emotion involved in this, or the statements you're making would not be coming out. So I just got to smooth that over. And then we'll just have the competition, and it'll be done. And Linda can witness it, and there you go. And as I said, 2 hours sleep, I could lose. No doubt about it. So that's the, and I'm glad she was listening this morning. I did not send her a message and say, listen. And see, that's another thing about her that I like, and I give her credit for this. I think she listens every morning. And, you know, I appreciate that, because a lot of people had to make the switch over to digital, and that's tough. And she's at work when she listens. So, you know, I appreciate that she knows the times I'm on. And you know, so we really do have a good relationship. And that's why I feel bad that there's a little undercurrent involving this in the last week, to where she did not want to call in either day earlier this week, that she did not want to come back in because of this. So, I apologize if anything, there was no setup. Let me put it that way. If you go back and listen to the tape, I think you clearly hear that there is no setup, because I didn't know what we were doing until 10 minutes before it happened. So there you go. Hopefully, Abby at 12:15. Break coming up. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is, I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say, no, no, no.